Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So just quietly, can all of you perverts stop looking at my nudes? FML. So last week's party app went ballistic, like so many listens, it literally broke the internet. Thanks for all the comments about how much you miss me. So my nudes, they've gone next level viral. Literally, I'm so embarrassed. It's like, can you stop? It's like borderline offensive. Anyway, I'm thinking of setting up an OnlyFans so I can monetize it. So stay tuned for links for that one. Oh my God, it's been a huge week. I've got so much to tell you guys, so much goss. Let's get on with it. This week on Jamazing, scrunch bum leggings, horse meat, chili margaritas, fashions for heifers, micro penises, and does my dad really know the mayor? Your weekly dose of fashion, beauty, relationship, and life advice from the banter queen herself, the Gen Z icon, ex-private school captain, and current wild bit of gear, and the wokest bitch this side of the harbour bridge. I'm Jamae, Jamie. I'm young, white, hot, and I'm Jamazing. So what did I do this week? So I went to the office of the PR company where I'm doing my internship, did some fake work. I just kill time in the office, so I'm like minimizing my gram feed, updated my Depop, did an interpretive dance in the toilets to driver's license for TikTok. I was being an emo. What else did I do during the week? Went out, got on it. I started microdosing coffee. So like every 5 minutes, like I'm having like a sip of coffee throughout the day, just like one sip, just a little microdose. So yeah, I set an alarm. And every 10 minutes I microdose like a deep inhale of my blueberry vape. So like, yeah, it just gets me through the day, helps with a hangover. Oh, so my lecturer at uni, she like pulls me aside and she's like, I've heard the first ep of your podcast. It's pretty offensive. And I'm like, I'm just telling it like it is, bitch. It's like offensive to me that you're offended. And I go, like, am I going to fail the assignment? And she's like, and maybe like do an apology to like for all the offensive stuff that I would have said. So here's a list of everything I'm really sorry for saying. I, Jamae Louise King, want to sincerely apologize for last week's podcast episode, in particular to lesbians, people who've had malaria, Linfield, my future son, Koreans, my fat Hilford friends, black and white celebos, Huntsmans, Gampy, the gay guy at work who called me lazy, mum's guinea pigs, dancing skeletons, my pussy, and sluts. That's it, there you go. I know I'm problematic, but it is what it is. Grow a pair, bitches. So, got to give you guys the goss on the date with the fugly rich guy. So, oh my fucking God, literally kill me. It was so bad. So, Amber sets me up with this guy she knows and she's like, I'm 99% sure he's the son of the owner of Bunnings. And I'm like, well, then he's definitely rich. So I get on his gram so I can slide into his DMs. And his profile says Sam Bummings. His surname is literally Bummings, like with two M's. Like he's not even rich, like no connection at all. And Amber's like, suzzies. And I'm like, salty AF because I've like just followed the guy. But I'm like so thirsty for the D, so I just slid into the DMs anyway. And I'm like initiating the bans. And it's like so one-sided. It's like he's so fugly. And I'm like, dude, this is your lucky day. Like, have you seen my pics? Like, give me something to work with. The banter was seriously lame, I'm telling you. So I don't know what to do. So I started sending him my nudes to spice things up. And I'm like, dick pic, please. And he goes like, no, I'm not that kind of guy. Like, I want to get to know you first. And like my dating policy is no dick pic, no date. like that's a t-shirt waiting to happen. Unless I see the D, I am not meeting up with you. That's how I roll. So I still won't send. Then I get like semi-obsessed with a guy like for 2 days and I'm like liking his old pics on Gram and I'm like writing really funny comments and like I followed his dad on Facebook and stuff, like giving him signs that I'm like keen. And then I'm like begging for a dick pic and I'm like, I need to see your dick, Dory, like flop it out. What's wrong with you? So I'm like, what am I going to do? Because he just won't send it. So he's mates with this guy I know, Dylan. So I got Dylan to go for a piss like next to him, standing next to him to Sam Bunnings and try to get a pic or at least like a really good look at his D. Anyway, Dylan messages me and he's done it. And he's like, sorry to tell you, Jamay, the guy's got a micro penis. It's like, it explains why he's not sending you pics. So I'm like, thank fucking God I didn't meet the guy. Like, apparently it was, like, tiny, like, just, like, a little pointy foreskin, like, no actual dick, just, like, all foreskin. And Dylan's, like, he had to really lean in to see it, like, had to, like, fully lean forward and then look back. It was that tiny. Anyway, so Amber's like, how come you're ghosting Sam Bummings? And I'm like, the guy's got a microcock. I'm not ghosting him. I've blocked him. My dad is being so annoying. Oh, my God. Like, so, do you remember that comment that I made last week about Gampy and, like, trying to get him to change the will before he cocks it? Well, my dad's all, like, butthurt about it. And he's like, Gampy, listen to the podcast. And he's devastated. And it's like, dad's like, it's disrespectful, Jamay. And I'm like, okay, boomer. It's like, the dude's 88. Like, who are we all kidding? And you're rich anyway, so the money's mine. And then he's like, I'm cancelling your 21st party. I'm not paying for it. We'll have a family dinner instead. That's it. And I'm like literally so fucking mad. Had to have a calming tea. Like there is no way I'm cancelling my 21st. No fucking way. It's going to be the best night of my fucking life. Like I haven't locked in my venue and theme concept yet, but I'm thinking maybe equestrian theme, like a horse theme. The Jamay Derby, maybe, like book out like round race course, like get some like real horses and spray them gold, like maybe like have like a sprayed gold like jockey DJ or like, I don't know, like drinks trays, like have the drinks trays on the horses' backs so they're like walking amongst like my guests and stuff, like some horse meat hors d'oeuvres on the trays and stuff, like have some like waiters but they're like nude guys but just sprayed fully gold with like gold dicks just like swinging around. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, and then I'm thinking, like, we have an after party on Sydney Harbour, like, have fireworks. So we're on a boat, right? And we have these fireworks on the Harbour Bridge, like, the whole bridge goes off. Like, Dad knows the mayor, so I think we might be able to do that. Anyway, Dad's like, if you want the party, you have to FaceTime Gampy and apologise sincerely and wish him well and stuff. Like, there's literally no way I'm doing it. Like, I used to get forced into those calls when I was like 6, but I'm like so fucking over it. I'm just going to set up a GoFundMe campaign, I reckon, anyway, to fund my 21st. I don't need Dad. So actually, yeah, check below. I'll probably have a link. And like, yeah, dig deep, everyone. It's a really important cause. Yeah. And if you're in Sydney that night, you might be able to see my fireworks on the bridge, depending on your vantage point.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So this week's Ask Jamay comes from Natalisha, 23, from Bunbury, WA. And she goes, hi Jamay, you're so quiche. I know. So I was skinny all through school, but recently I've stacked on some weight. Sounds like you have too. Can you fuck off? I wanted your fashion advice on the best current looks for a plus size gal. Okay. First of all, Natalisha, I know I called myself a heifer last week, but I don't appreciate you writing in and calling me fat, you stupid bitch. Anyway, so let's talk fashion for heifers. Look, I was really thin at school too. I was modeling back then. I was doing the 40-hour famine. I'd still be modeling now, but I'm in dispute with my modeling agent. So after school, I just got into going out heaps. It got really bad. I was like slamming down like 9 chili margaritas in one night and then just like swinging by the Easy Mart for some Krispy Kreme donuts. Like I was known for like having 3 donuts before I'd even left the Easy Mart. So people would be like, where are the donuts, Shimei? And I was like, I ate them. So anyway, people always go to me like, Shimei, it's like you got reverse body dysmorphia. It's like you think you're way hotter than you actually are. It's like, yeah. Anyway, and yeah, I can fully relate, honey. I'm not what I used to be. Refashions to help you out. So currently to work, I'm rocking like a fat leg jean moment, like a little corset top, a chunky loafer moment, like a resin ring. I'm always strutting to the office. Like I do like full snake arms when I strut in, like trying to get everyone to notice me. Or like in the kitchen and stuff, I'll have like a cupcake and I'll be like fake laughing and trying to draw attention to my resin ring. And seriously, the office is so lame. Like no one notices. Don't even know why I fucking try. Yeah, so babe, I can recommend that look. I'll shoot you a mirror selfie during work tomorrow when I'm bored. Other than that, I can recommend maybe for the larger girl, maybe like a scrunch bum activewear pant, like with the like ruching on the ass crack seam. Yeah, I've got some in red myself and I find the ruching helps like hide like the fart ripples. Like if I like drop my guts after a workout, yeah. All right, I'm not doing a FaceTime with Gambi. It's too humiliating. And my lip filler top up is making it really hard to speak at the moment. I'm like, I can't even fucking deal. But I am going to send him a little audio message apology to shut my dad up. So here we go. And recording. Hi, Gampy. It's Jamie, your granddaughter. Sorry, Dad told me you heard my silly little comment that you're a bit mad about me saying that you're going to cark it. Look, I don't think you're going to cark it. Don't worry. Look, my dream is for you to fly over for my 21st. And, like, I would cry and hug you so much if you came to the Jamaica Derby. And, like, I saw you for the very last time. Okay, Gampy? Look, Jamie want that so much. We the will. Okay, look, how can I put this? My generation, like Gen Z, we're like the future, okay? And like the world we're taking over, it's like cutthroat. So like it's not like your generation, Gampy, of all like fucking like hula hoops and like getting sunburned and like no internet and stuff. It's hard for us, okay? And for my future, I'd appreciate a little cash coming my way via your will, okay? You can't take it with you, and I'm not waiting till Dad's dead. That's ages. I can't start my own activewear line side project on my current wages, okay? So have a little think about that, Gampy. And please tell Dad that I've apologized so I can get my 21st party paid for, okay? Don't forget to tell him. From your little baby granddaughter, Jamie. Bye-bye, Gampy. I love you. Bye-bye. Good. Okay, thank fuck that's done. Sending. This week's worst moment of my fucking life. It was really bad. So I drove my Fiat to Chatswood Chase and I parked in the car park. So I go do some shopping and then I come back and I'm pressing the button, like trying to unlock the car. And I'm like, the car won't fucking open. I'm like, WTF. Then I look over and this really hot guy is like walking. It's right in my direction, like straight towards me. And I'm like, fuck, you look like a fucking spaz. Like, open the fucking car. What is wrong? And the guy's like walking. Like, obviously he's seen me. He's gone. She's Keisha. I'm going to come up and say hi. I'm like panicking. Like, you look so fucking stupid. Then I suddenly notice, where's my Cardi B Cherry air freshener? It's not like hanging from the mirror. It's not my fucking car. I was so fucking mortified. There's like 50 gelato white Fiats in Chatswood Chase. It's the wrong car. Then suddenly the hot guy's like, he's like fully walked towards me. He's in my face and he's like, you okay? Like, can I help you with anything? And I'm like, do I lie or just like tell him? So I decide to tell him the truth. But then I'm all like flustered. I can't even speak. And I go, I always get lost in this park arc. I said park instead of car park. Literally, fuck my actual life. That's it for this week, guys. Look out for my GoFundMe campaign if my dad's still a bastard and won't pay for my 21st. Follow me on Facebook, send in your quezzies, ask me your life advice. Tell your boyfriends to go to my OnlyFans, or you if you want to, like, look at my exclusive nudes. I'll probably get on all fours. No face, but do not tell my parents. Stay quiche, everyone. Love you so fucking much. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Gemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!